cryptocurrency.
Anything can be used as cash if you get creative enough. Cigarettes in prison, jugs of Tide detergent to pay off your dealer, your body and soul at work, or cryptocurrency. When something's highly desired and in limited quantity, it can be used as money, honey. Cryptocurrencies use computing power to create a finite amount of coins, then rely on an online ledger with strong cryptography to secure all online transactions.
We all heard supervillain wannabe Elon Musk yap on SNL about Dogecoin and Bitcoin. Even Tiger King's Carol Baskin is in on the act with her scat coins. But why does this all sound so shady? Today, James Fritz, who was called the funniest comedian in Chicago a decade ago, comes back on the podcast to look at the weird world of cryptocurrency and the controversy surrounding Elon Musk hosting SNL.
Plus, does Tiger King's Carol Baskin's new crypto make her the scat queen?
The bro science baloney of bone density, and why conservatives like Caitlyn Jenner don't want trans teenagers to compete in sports.
How to avoid COVID or zombies with this one weird trick. Listen to the show and find out. I'm Fausto Fernos.
I'm Mark Fillion.
And this is Feast of Fun, honey.
Feast of Fun is made possible because of fierce, fabulous people just like you.
We rely on your financial support to make the podcast happen. So if you got some bitcoins, dogecoins, or even scat coins lying around, send them our way through the Cash App at Feast of Fun. Or PayPal, American Express will do nicely, thank you. Or go to feastoffun.com/donate.
Thank you for your support.
Hi. Hello.
Hi, is this James Fritz?
It is.
Oh my God.
Who's this?
Fritzy, it's Fausto.
And Mark from Feast of Fun. It's been a long time.
It's been too long, boys. How are you?
Do you remember me? We were close lovers a decade ago. We had a rendezvous. We exchanged ideas. And I've never been the same since. You could stick two bananas in your mouth and I was like, I'm sold.
Uncut.
Yeah. Well, unpeeled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you even remember why we took that photo? I don't remember.
Oh, with the bananas?
Yeah. I was like looking at my like photo albums of you and I was like, James Fritz can take two bananas in his mouth. I can't.
We were talking about the GOP convention when Clint Eastwood was talking to that chair. That's kind of like how long it's been.
Oh, God.
And we have a photo with you and you have two bananas.
So old.
This podcast is only 16 years old.
Yeah, it's not that old. But, you know, let me put it this way. By the time, if I continue doing this show 16 years in the future, I will be basically as old as Studs Terkel was when he retired.
Wow.
I'll be the stud of podcasting.
Did Stud ever really retire?
He did retire. You know, he downplayed. People don't know who Studs Terkel is, but he was a radio personality who sort of like pioneered the idea of interviewing nobodies, everyday people, to tap into the secret sauce of what it means to be a human being.
He didn't call them nobodies. I think that would have really...
That was the ultimate title to his book, Working. A bunch of nobodies nobody cares about.
Going around Chicago calling people nobodies, he just get punched in the face every day.
Hi, this is Studs Terkel. Are you somebody? I don't want to talk to you.
Well, I always tell people, because you do a podcast, so you must be famous, huh? I'm like, well, I say I'm famous to some, but a nobody to most people.
You're somebody to me.
The funny thing, you've become kind of like a cryptocurrency expert in addition to being a comedian.
I'm not an expert. No, not at all. Me and my friend, one of my best friends, who's a really funny comic, Alan Strickland Williams.
Yeah.
Kind of got me into it over lockdown a little, and then he wanted to do a podcast together. And, you know, we talk about crypto maybe 5% of the show.
Okay.
It's mostly just an excuse for us to hang out and shoot the shit. I'm no expert at all.
Well, I'll tell you
this.
I have
no idea what's going on half the time.
When we first started podcasting and we were going to like expos where the internet was the wild, wild west, there were all these, we were friends for a hot minute with the guy who started Twitter. I don't remember his name.
Jack?
Was it Jack? Jack Dorsey. The guy who did Odeo.
Yes, it was the Twitter once was a podcast network.
Directory.
Directory. And then they said, we're going to pivot.
Really?
And they sold Odeo and then they launched Twitter.
And Twitter failed.
Oh my God.
Until not Elon Musk, but was the guy from the 70s show, became an investor. Ashton Kutcher.
Yes, Ashton Kutcher.
And he went on Larry King and threatened Larry King to say, I'm more famous than you. Because I have more followers on Twitter. And Larry King's like, what is this? I don't know.
He's like, you're nobody.
Alaska, you don't have any followers on Twitter.
Like our original Twitter handles were like in the triple digit numbers, right?
Yeah.
And then a Russian hacker stole one of mine.
Oh my God.
I know.
It was Mark had an insult comedy tweet handle called Insults. And now it's like for porn. Somebody stole it.
Because Twitter was always people insulting people. I'm like, this is insulting people. Let me just use the handle Insults. But it kind of, I went to very dark places sometimes. And it was hard to get out of that.
I love explaining new things to Larry King. Whenever someone does that, it's always gold. You know, he died recently. That was when I explained crypto to him. And he just went, no. And
you were on Larry King's show? I believe you. You like moved to Hollywood. You became a huge star. You have a little blue check mark next to your Twitter handle.
Well, and one of our friends was on the Larry King once, a drag queen, and he goes, "Oh, you're a drag queen, huh? Well, if I was a drag queen, what would my name be?" And they go, "That's easy, Larry Queen."
Exactly, it's right there, Larry.
Yeah, that was Trixie Mattel who said that. Yeah, one of the funniest things I've ever seen, by the way.
First of all, I'm not famous. I am verified on Facebook, not Twitter. So that's
trash. You have a comedy album on Apple Music. That's famous.
I do.
Yeah.
I listened to it, and I was really I was intrigued by you did something for BuzzFeed where you had a pocket pussy, and they paid you in Diet Coke.
Yeah, one of my first gigs in LA, baby.
That does sound like the wild, wild west of the internet. When you move to LA, you wind up having sex with a sex toy for a viral marketing firm.
Yeah, and then you go check it out like 2 months later. They don't even tell you it came out. And you're like, I wonder whatever happened with that embarrassing thing. Because, you know, you're like, say yes to any opportunity. And it's like, oh, it has 60 million videos and I got a orange views. Crush. Yeah, views. Yeah, I'm like, and I got literally like a Coke.
They didn't even feed you lunch?
No.
Those cheap bastards.
So how's your relationship to that pocket pussy now?
I wanted it out of my house. I was kind of psychically damaged by it.
So you just threw it out? Because
we got one.
A listener gave me a fleshlight, and you know, I have to say I used it on occasion. But the thing is like you have to be really, really horny to want to even fuck something like that.
Yeah. Oh, and this was not a fleshlight. This was a whole ass that was like you would lay down and you could fuck the pussy from behind and grab the ass.
And the thing about it too is like you had to use like water-based lube because the silicone would destroy it.
Yeah,
and then you have to rinse it out, and then you have to put cornstarch in it, and you know. So I did all that kind of stuff, and then I kind of put it in the closet and forgot about it. And then one day I was just like, let me see what's going on with that. But the thing is like it just kind of like because it sat there for so long, it just kind of melted into itself. So it just became this big giant glob. And it was God. It was not cute.
That's like a Cronenberg movie. I actually ended up giving it. I mean, after it was fully washed, I like took a shower with it on the shower floor. I'm like flashing back now. I haven't thought about this in like 8 years, but like I washed it down and I gave it to some dudes in a sketch troupe I knew, and they ended up using it like, in a sketch, in like a video sketch. And I was like, oh, that's the, I was inside that.
She lives.
Well, we had this interactive drinking event called Haunted Halstead, where people paid money to go to gay bars during the day. Really scary. in Halloween costumes. And at every stop, we had different comedians doing like sketches or performances that we had written out for them. And one of them was about the haunted glory hole, where if you stuck your dick in, it would get bitten off.
Sliced off.
Mm-hmm. And Mark was like, well, how are we going to like recreate like, you know, and so at the end of the experience, right, this is like Disney, but like really rotten and fucked up. So it's just like Disney. And and you get pommeted with bloody dicks at the end of this spot in the ride.
Okay.
And so Mark went to one of these sex toy stores and said, do you have a box of dicks that I could just have? And they're like, actually,
irregulars?
We do. Mm-hmm. And so this guy comes back with a box. Mark, could you just grab the box?
A good sized box of mostly porn star dildo cocks, right? Mostly sure. With like a suction cup kind of thing. Like, people could take them, but they were just, it was so heavy. Like, this box weighed between, I'd say, 50 and 75 pounds. You don't realize how heavy a dildo is until you carry a whole big box of them.
So we have this box of dildos, and we start, you know, doing a little rehearsal, and we quickly realize this is not going to scare anybody. Because they're just old dildos.
And they're like, you know, they're white flesh colored.
And so we're like, okay, let's pull out the arts and crafts set and make these dicks look like they've been chopped and bloodied. And
so I had them purple and painted and like, you know, whatever.
And they looked horrible. And so I take I took a photo of it and sent it to my friends. And like, what should I do with this?
Like, see a doctor. But, you know, it all washed off. I gave them out to some friends. And some friends like, yeah, I gave it to my boyfriend. And he loved it. I mean, some of them were ginormous.
Pay it forward. You know, that's a beautiful story.
I learned, though, those porn star dildos and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure are not actual size. Because I'm like, nobody's dick is really this big. You know?
Yeah, I think the camera weighs, adds 10 pounds.
What is it about talking to you, James Fritzy, that gets us so horny? We were supposed to talk about cryptocurrency, Elon Musk, which is not sexy. Mm-hmm. And we just get to the box of dicks every time.
I don't know.
You're a sex machine. You're a sex symbol in Hollywood.
Are you dating anyone right now? What's going on with you?
I'm happily dating an amazing, incredible woman, and we live together in this little house in Glendale.
And she's not made out of silicone.
She's a I'm not Lars.
Well, most of it.
Is she a comedian?
No.
Wise choice. No. Wise choice.
Yeah, no, thank God. No, she's from Chicago, born and raised, which is hilarious. She's actually back there now visiting her family. So I've been alone for like 2 weeks in this house, losing my mind, but we're very good. I'm very happy.
So this is like therapy for you right now.
It is. I mean,
well, let's talk about the box of dicks some more. No.
What do they represent?
Well, so you become a cryptocurrency expert.
Stop saying that.
We did a podcast. I can't find it. I don't know what happened to it, but we were doing a podcast about strange forms of currency. And I guess like drug dealers like to, at the time, use jugs of Tide because they were hard to move around.
So that's why they always had like Tide locked up at like the grocery store and stuff, because people would steal it and they would use that as currency with drug dealers.
And also, you know, like in some cultures, they have stone wheels on their lawns to show how rich they are. And part of it is that the money can't be moved. And then we were also going to talk about this new thing called Bitcoin. And, you know, since we rely on the financial support of listeners like you guys who are listening.
We accept Bitcoin.
We do accept Bitcoin. Just hit me up on the Cash App at Feast of Fun. And you can donate Bitcoin if you want to. And so we were like, well, we need to like do a Bitcoin wallet. And the minimum you had to put in was $20. We put in $20 in Bitcoin in 2007 and forgot it was there.
Oh, my God.
Don't get excited. It basically grew to about $1,000.
Hey, that's not nothing. And that's a lot. You can get a lot of dick boxes of dick for that.
That box of dicks was free, by the way. I have power there.
And so, you know, the thing about it is like we were always told by the Odeo, the Twitter guy, mm-hmm. Jack Dorsey mm-hmm. was his name, was it?
Yes.
Yeah. So Jack was telling us, oh, you got to invest in my startup or invest in Bitcoin, you know, and we're just like, get out of here, you stupid creep.
So he actually gave you two opportunities to get rich and you said no to both.
Well, it just seemed like he was one yeah. of 1,000 people throwing every crazy idea. There was a guy in a chicken right. suit dressed like Elvis. There was, you right. know,
we were going to get the Groupon stuff. Guy on the podcast, and then like he was going to come on, and then we kind of like fudged the date or something like that. And then he's like, I can't make it right now. And then like a week later, he launched Groupon, and we're like, oh, fuck.
And he was cute.
Yeah, if my buddy Alan hadn't have gotten me into it, and it kind of just became like a way, like a fun thing, like I could do with my best friend, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know that I would have ever done it because, yeah, I've never had like money to like fuck around with really before. You know, when you grow up like not rich, it's like taking money out of your bank account and putting into like something you can't physically touch or understand completely is kind of scary. And like, I still remember, you know, how Beanie Babies were the next big thing.
You know? Well, I got excited I'm with old. Cryptocurrency because I was like, you can buy drugs on the mm-hmm. internet with this? We're like, oh my God, this is amazing. You know, I actually never got to do anything. I cashed it out and bought an iPhone with it. And that's what I did with it. But so anyways, Elon Musk got booked or used some of his Dogecoin cryptocurrency money to get on Saturday Night Live.
So stupid.
And it was met with a lot of controversy because I guess like Trump, he's a very regressive kind of controversial public figure who's been spreading misinformation about COVID vaccine.
Yeah. He's a union buster.
Yeah. Do you know a lot about Elon Musk's assholism? Like what his crimes are?
Well, I know he's like done illegal or borderline illegal anti-union stuff yeah. With his workers. And and he was like anti-mask like last year and shit, which they made light of on the show in a very not funny way. And I hate the whole myth that he's the self-made man. It's like his dad owned like a diamond slave mine in like South Africa or something, like, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm, like mm-hmm. I just hate the narrative that he's built and that like people just buy that he's just self-made genius and that's why he's loaded. It's like, no, he's loaded.
Yeah, he came from millions and millions of dollars, right?
Yeah.
And when you have millions and millions of dollars, you can make more from it, right?
Exactly. Just like, that's another reason I like got into crypto a little, because I tried the stock market and you have to have so much money to make a dime in the stock market.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I would be like, oh, I'm excited. I made $2 this month.
Well, with unless my you two invest shares. In, what do you call GameStop?
Yeah, I didn't do that.
Well, that was the thing. Like, I told my sister about it and she's like,
I did AMC, not put though.
Any money into cryptocurrency. It's all a scam. You know, she's a vegan who smokes, so
sure. Yeah, so American spirits.
Yeah, actually,
yeah, yeah. Always.
Yeah. How'd you know? Do you know? And so I guess, like, you know, why is Elon Musk more controversial than Trump being a guest host on Saturday Night Live while he was running for president?
Do you think he is? I don't know. Yeah,
because there was a huge blowback about it, and like a lot of the writers sat out on it. Bowen Yang said he would not participate.
But wasn't he on a sketch?
I guess he was, after all. Yeah. And a Saturday Night Live issued a statement saying that we have a safe space for anybody who wants to sit out.
Wow, safe space. They're such jerks.
And, you know, Nora Dunn, she told me one time, I ran into her at a cocktail party.
This is a
true story. She hangs out in Chicago circles, and I asked her about like her leaving Saturday Night Live. And she said, you know, basically I said no to Andrew Dice Clay. Right. And they said, well, you can leave.
For Andrew Dice Clay.
Andrew motherfucking Dice. Oh, what are you doing?
That's I remembered that, and that's why I found that statement by what's his fuck? Brr. Who's the boss? Why am I blanking on his name?
Tony Danza. Hey, Angela. How can you? Hey, Fritzy. How can you forget my name?
No, fucking. I wish Tony Danza ran Saturday Night Live. That would be a much more entertaining show. He'd just pop out and
don't complain. Don't complain. Don't write letters. Don't write letters. He had a talk show for a daytime talk show for a hot minute.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. And every time he did a joke, his response was like, don't complain. It's just comedy. It's just comedy. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't write letters. Please keep us on the air.
It didn't stay on the air, did it?
No.
It was like, Lorne Michaels. Why did I blank on Lorne Michaels? But like, yeah, when they released that statement where he's like, if a cast member has been, speaking historically, if a cast member has been that unhappy, they don't have to do it. Like, he's just this easygoing boss. It's so cool. Lorne Michaels was the basis for Dr. Evil.
From the Austin Powers movies, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was doing Lorne.
So he might say you don't have to do it, but later he'll get you later for it, right?
Exactly. Yes.
Well, I'm just like, I know Elon Musk is, a billionaire and he's a celebrity, but also, like, I'm sure in some ways there's got to be some kind of payola going on there that somehow somebody's getting paid massive amounts of money to get him on that show.
Well, and the controversy is the payola. I mean, I bet the numbers on this episode were probably the highest of the season.
Mm. So you think they're like purposely looking for like hit diet Hitler to get on the show? And
yes. I mean, that's what runs things now. I mean, just outrage. Like, they intentionally write articles that are just like, Gwyneth Paltrow said the hardest thing she ever did was eat bread, and then like 8,000 people share that tweet and they're like, fuck this bitch, and then it just gets more and more views. I mean, it's what makes the world go round, baby.
Are we like going about this whole showbiz thing wrong? Like, should we just become like right-wing react, like Louis CK? Yes. Is he doing better now that he's a right-wing comedian?
I doubt he's doing better, because he was doing very well.
Yeah.
But he's doing fine.
He's got a gig somewhere. Not me.
Oh, yeah. He's got a fan base that he will never challenge.
Yeah, it's like, what is the name of that right-wing gay guy who said he's no longer gay? He likes women?
I don't like to say his name.
Oh, God. Was that Milo?
Yes. Yeah. He just threw his engagement ring into the river or something like that. He called it his sodomy ring or something, and it's worth $150,000, but I'm sure it was a fake.
Which, sorry, drama queen much? You're still gay. I'm throwing my ring in the river. Come on now.
You remember that guy who was like, he went up and said he was cured of his homosexuality. And he said, I don't like women's no more. I like men.
I don't like men's no more.
I like women. Women, 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 women. And someone did a remix of that. And yes, he sued for the money and he got it. And then the church sued. And got the money from the royalties of the song.
I follow him on Facebook. I don't know if I follow him anymore, but he's always like talking about how he likes women, and everybody's just like, "You're gay. You're so gay. I can't believe how gay you are." Like every single comment, and everyone once in a while, it's like some Jesus freak going, "It's so wonderful that you are delivered unto the Lord."
And that's Andrew Caldwell. Yeah. He lives in Missouri, and he still says he's straight.
Yeah, no one likes women.
Especially women. Especially Caitlyn Jenner.
Why do you say that?
I'm just trying to get canceled on your show. No, I'm just joking. But yeah, anyone who's like, I love women, don't protest too much. Yeah.
I think about women all the time. I can't stop thinking about women. I just think it's great what's happening between the genders today. Men and women just getting along and having all the sex they want. That's Barbara Eden and what was it? Brooke Shields and I'm ready for my close-up, Mr. DeMille. Gloria Swanson.
They did Sunset Boulevard?
From Sunset Boulevard, they did a musical number from her television specials about men.
Okay.
And they're in the middle, they're just like, I just can't stop thinking about men all the time.
And then they go, men, 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 manly men.
That's how the song goes.
That's how they wrote
and
it.
And then they have Woody Allen, Prince Charles, Alan Alda.
Oh my God, just hunk after hunk.
And they're like, you know, Gloria Swanson fantasizing about, and what is it, Woody Allen. She's a little out of his age range, just a tiny bit.
Did you watch that?
Everybody had an opinion about it, but I didn't get to see it. Did you?
Oh yeah.
The Ronan Farrow thing with the Woody Allen. No, I didn't. Yeah. I didn't watch it because I'm kind of like, I don't know what's happening, and I don't know if I want to know. Do I want to know?
But I'm a huge fan of Ronan Farrow. Yeah,
he's my bestie. You want to know? It's insane. Yeah, it's insane. It's
really, what did you glean from
it? It's vile, and it's just, you really get a picture of like how much power he had in New York City.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy. It's just, it's without a doubt. And it was very fair to him. For instance, like they didn't even show him playing jazz clarinet.
Does Woody Allen play well?
I think so.
It's like,
but he plays, yeah, he plays like the kind of jazz no one wants to hear. So I don't know if it's good or not. It's just, and it's just,
hey, I need a new reed. That's why it sounds so bad.
They're trying to do a, that's what I'm just waiting for him to come out and be like, this is cancel culture.
Where
is
he?
The woke mob. Him just using modern shit. He still writes on a typewriter by candlelight, but he's just like,
hey, Rebecca, take this tweet and post it. Take, click, take, 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 on this.
I miss y'all.
I don't get no respect. It's like, wait, that's right, in the Rodney Dangerfield, you asshole.
So are you playing out now? Are you doing some stand-up out in front of live audiences? Has that come back yet in the LA area?
It hasn't really come back that much here. We just opened up bars for like any inside seating last Friday.
Oh, wow.
So I think the improv and the comedy store had like a Friday and Saturday show last week. So yeah, it's just getting going again. There's been some outside shows and stuff, but I've mostly just been doing Zoom stuff, and which, you know,
it's hilarious.
It's not the same, but it,
we're like, you have to get drunk by yourself,
skip
right?
Is button. Exactly. Why can I skip past this?
Even if you have a good set, you're just like, okay, bye, and then you're just like, there's energized from like a fun set in your house, and you're like, well, I guess I'll just get drunk and look out the window.
Who do you do cocaine with now?
Thank you.
Right?
Thank you.
Just do it in the, like the mirror,
like before. That's why we do cocaine on the mirror, so we can look at ourselves as we destroy our lives.
But there's nothing like that live performance, right? When you're out, you get to see your friends, you get to get there, you have a couple of drinks beforehand, you do your thing, you feed off that energy, and then you go home and you beat your wife, right?
Exactly. It can't be created or destroyed. It's got to go somewhere.
Right.
So Elon Musk, he goes on Saturday Night Live. Yeah. People sat out, but not big deal. And I guess he talked about how he's the creator of Dogecoin.
He didn't create it. He's
involved in it.
No, he just like hypes it. It's so stupid. And Dogecoin is like, it was literally started as a joke meme.
Okay. So it's like bullshit 4 years currency.
Ago. Yeah. It serves no purpose. Like these other coins, like you can see, like they have like practical applications and you could see them like having actual worth, you know, but this is like totally made up. And it's people, it's very nihilistic. It's very late capitalism feeling to me. Like, I think it's so depressing that we look for like cryptic messages from billionaires who like treat this all like a game, and like capitalism has made us resort to this if we want to have any sort of future for ourselves. But anyway, let's keep it light.
But no, and even, and I mean, you're onto something. Like Carol Baskin, who, you know, became a star because of Tiger King.
Murder. Yeah.
And surviving an assassination attempt by Joe Exotic.
And maybe of killing her husband. Probably not, so, but maybe.
She's partnered with somebody to create a cryptocurrency called SCAT.
No, why SCAT?
So, because it's dollar sign and cat. So she is now, because she's, if he's the Tiger King, she's the Scat Queen. I'm not making this shit up, folks. Yeah. This is
not
news.
To be confused with Scat Chat, which is a chat room for people who are, is that still in business, Scat Chat?
No. Don't tell people about that. Okay. Do not Google
or Scat
that.
Man, or Scatman Crothers.
Oh. Yeah, that'll give you nightmares.
Well, Scatman Crothers is all right, but the Scat Chat, you don't.
Yeah, you don't want to Google
into
that
kind of
don't
stuff.
Don't Google it, please.
Yeah. I won't. I'm in my mind.
You know, we had a guest on the podcast once who I'm pretty sure was into Scat. Because after he left, I went into the bathroom and there was just like a little tiny piece of poop in the shower.
It was a present.
I've lived with Fausto for, you know, almost 20 some years, right? And at that point, probably 15 years. And I'm like, there was never like a little tiny bit of poop in the shower, right? And I'm like, that's weird, right? And then they come over a couple days later because they wanted something, and they were full of anxiety, a lot of anxiety.
Oh,
and I
no.
thought, okay, they're very anxious. And I didn't even really think about it. And then after they left, I went into the bathroom, and there was a little tiny Hershey's Kiss on the bathroom scale, and I'm like,
what?
Basically, it was the size of a Hershey's Kiss.
Maybe it was a naked
poop on your bathroom scale.
On my bathroom scale, I was like, we do have a dog, but it was nothing like my dog's poop. Because you know the difference, because you know your dog's poop.
You can tell.
It's not my husband's, and I'm just like, this is so weird.
It's
like,
gotcha,
I'm like it, and so it was like, what is going on? I even asked Foster, I'm like, you didn't happen to poop on the bathroom scale, did you? And he's like, no.
I did have to think about it for a minute.
But then we got a little wild last night.
But I think that just some people, they just get so anxious that that's what they want to do, is like just share their poop.
That's different, though. He's getting off on like violating your space with his secret little turds.
Yeah. He also, this person also too, is like, when I was crossing in the neighborhood, almost ran me over with his car because he didn't stop. So yeah,
maybe he has a crush on you and wants to kill you to have
and
you.
And then I saw him later. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry. He's like, I was in a hurry. I'm like, yeah, but you still need to stop at stop signs, even if you're in a hurry.
Yeah, this is like some
single. Can you think of like Woody Allen?
No.
You got to stop at stop signs. You can't just run people over. It's unconscionable.
How do you know that's my poop on your scale?
Yeah, I put my poop in the scale to get even with you.
You know, and he's a good looking guy. So if like, he's going to find somebody who's into that, I'm sure. But I think part of the reason you're into that is because you don't want people to be into it, right? It's all about, like you say, transgressing those boundaries, violating boundaries like that.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, pooping outside the bowl.
So Carol Baskin is in the cryptocurrency game with Scat, and then dog coin is our, you know, dollar cat. It's pronounced Scat. It's the only.
Okay,
this is what her quote says: "Is not a currency for investment, but rather a currency for our fans to show their love of cats."
Aww.
The coin is a fan token and is used to purchase walks at the sanctuary, cat-themed merchandise, and access to conversations with Carol Baskin and her crew.
Access to conversations with Carol Baskin.
Well, everybody's got a cameo now, right?
Not me. Not you? Are you?
Me?
Do you have a cameo? Yeah.
Yeah, but I only take payment in scat.
In bananas.
Mail a box of poop to 312.
I guess, you know, part of it is like, we're just so easy to access, and maybe we're just giving it away. Like, I'll talk to anybody, you know?
I know, you booked me.
No, I mean, I'm saying like in everyday life, like not outside of the show, like, You know, people stop me and Mark's like, okay, it's been 20 minutes. Stop talking to this complete stranger.
Aw. And I'm that's like, why he loves you.
I love people.
And you are like, stuck. I got places to go and things to do. You know?
You know, and James, like in terms of like your social networking pre-pandemic, do you feel like you could have charged for a, hey, cool kid, and this is James Fritz, happy birthday?
I don't know. I wouldn't want to start a Cameo and then have no one request one. I would end my own life. I'm just going to wait till there's a demand.
And well, do your fans like ask you, are you going to do an OnlyFans, a Cameo, or like, you know, like a TikTok videos?
They're just like, where are you going to be in town? I'm like, no, there's no towns anymore. Everything's done.
That's terrible. Well, you're always welcome to crash on our sofa.
Okay. I'll probably be back there in the end of July, actually, for like at least a week or two.
Let's do it.
You want to do some gigs?
I'll do some gigs. I miss Chicago so much.
It's a good town.
Chicago misses you. You were called one of the funniest men in town. Or the funniest comedian by many publications.
It's true. It's in our show notes.
Penny Saver.
What's Up Magazine.
The Living no, Vernon Catalog.
It was the Chicago Reader, the Tribune. Like, the big guns all said, you're the it girl, you know?
I know. Had a little heat. Went to L.A. Fucked a fake pussy, and it was all downhill from there.
Do you think that pussy was like a turning point in your career? Is that, you know, was it kind of like, here, you're the hot shit here in Chicago? Come to LA and we're going to show you what's what or what?
Yeah. I mean, it's the only time I ever picked up pussy in Hollywood.
Well,
that's
so
where the offices were.
Elon Musk went on Saturday Night Live, and I guess in the weekend update, they didn't listen to our podcast yet because we haven't talked about Big Cat Rescue Scat. So they missed the opportunity to do a Carol Baskin joke.
Which they would have loved to do.
Why missed didn't they? Opportunity.
Yeah. Missed opportunity.
Huge missed opportunity. Instead, they had him basically saying, Elon saying that Dogecoin is a scam. And it tanked.
And then
Dogecoin or something?
He was. I guess he had significant amount of money. Well, he's so rich.
So he
rich.
Flipped, right? So he's
well,
just
and
like,
he would go in and like tweet something cryptic, like I said, you know, like a rocket ship emoji, and then a dog, and then like people would be like, oh my god, it's happening. I mean, it's so weird. I don't understand worshiping a billionaire.
He's kind of like the king of the incels too, aren't the guys who don't have sex with women really into him?
I think so. Yeah. That's the vibe I get.
I'm fascinated with incel culture, actually. Like, I've been in prepare. We're starting a new podcast soon about LGBTQ fitness and bodybuilding. And we're looking at like weird ideas that people have about fitness, you know, and incels are full of them. They are like, part of it is they're that sitcom get rich quick scheme kind of personality where they're like every week it's some bogus, strange new like, pill. Or,
like they don't want to jerk off for a week and they think that's just going to build muscle. And you're like,
it's so miserable.
Like that old timey. Yeah, like superstitions, like we're like an old boxing coach is like, you can't even see your wife the night before a fight. Like, you know, like.
Well, like, did you ever read the National Enquirer like in the 80s as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it was like so fascinating because you're like, wow, Sasquatch might be real. UFOs are real. Oh, my God.
Bat Boy.
Bat Boy and all that stuff. And in the back of it, there was like, lift your face naturally by pressing your tongue up against the roof of the mouth. It was called the natural facelift.
Okay.
And now in 2021, the National Enquirer's natural facelift is back under the name Mewing. Like sounds like a cat.
Ew.
And these incels are all raving about it because it masculinizes your face.
It makes you more of an alpha.
Alpha.
God. Maybe I'm old fashioned, but I don't think men should be looking at their face that much.
Well, that's why we grow beards, right? To hide
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
I gotta tell you, my attractiveness, like I hated growing beards and stuff. And Mark was always like, you should grow a beard. Blah, blah, blah. I grew out the beard and it's like women hit on me.
Yeah. I've grown mine back and I don't think I'm shaving it again.
And I'm like, I don't know what to do.
You know? About what?
There was like this one woman at the gym and she was like winking at me and I was just like, and I just started smiling, and I was like,
you just say, that's my purse. I don't know you.
No, I was just like, it's great that just to see women lifting weights, you know, and it's like, it's good. Fitness is for everybody. And I think, you know, it's like feminism is fantastic. And she's like,
yeah,
okay, you're gay. And she was kind of pissed.
Yeah.
You know, and here I am like,
well, you disappointed her.
Go for it. You're awesome. Girl power, strength, unity. And she's like,
oh my God.
She was mad.
I've been doing comedy for over 15 years. You know how many lesbians I've had crushes on? Get over it, lady.
That's so sweet. Did you have a crush on Cameron Esposito?
Yeah, I think so. On some level, although it was, you know.
Which side of the mullet is the sexiest one?
This was pre-mullet.
Oh. Yeah. Well, she was kind of discovering her sexuality.
We were just babies.
Yeah. She showed us pictures of her boyfriend, the last boyfriend she had.
We stalked him on Facebook.
He was so...
wasn't he like a quarterback, like a star quarterback?
He was like an Abercrombie and Fitch model.
He was blonde, muscular football player.
Chiseled jaw. He didn't have to mule at all.
Mewing.
He didn't mew at all. It was just natural muscle in the face.
That does sound gross. It sounds like you're chewing something gross.
Chewing and what is it? What is the word? Masculine chewing, mewing.
Oh.
I guess. I don't know about that.
Can mewing reshape your face? How to do it? And what? Okay.
Yeah.
They say 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
I tried it and didn't see anything.
You didn't do it for 2 weeks.
Oh my God.
Well, maybe it helps not to have a dick in your mouth when you're doing it. It's not working.
For 2 weeks. I'm tired.
This is work.
It sure opens up your throat, though, doesn't it? My neck's real wide now.
Did I do it right? You just have a giant wide neck.
No, you need two bananas. Two bananas.
Aww.
I still don't know why. I have to dig up why you had a photo with you two bananas.
Wasn't that a recurring theme with the show at the time? People like,
no, it was not.
Well,
I was the only banana photo. Did I have the bananas with me? I probably got two from 7-Eleven for $1, knowing me.
The two photos that we have of you on the website is one of you holding a chicken sandwich because we did a show about Chick-fil-A and their hateful, evil sandwiches and how people are making their own version. And the other one is two bananas.
Wow.
So I don't remember. But it's a good photo of you.
I love it. I use it for everything.
You're like that one comedian I know that only has like six photos that get recycled endlessly.
Yeah, I did it wrong for LA. I tried working on my material. I should have just worked on my image. I'm a fucking moron.
Well, you know, Mateo Lane, like he probably 95 or 98% of his work is Instagram photos.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's chiseled.
But you know, certain times, like, where's the jokes? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like he puts out a podcast once a year. And he does a set every 3 or 4 years, and every single day there's a professional photo shoot of this guy with abdominals, like pecs, ass. And I'm like, damn, I'm slacking.
Totally.
I'm just gonna see if he follows me back on Twitter before I talk shit about him.
Well, we never stopped talking shit about him in the first place. So he's like, okay, what is up with you guys? Come on.
But Fausto, when Fausto mentions how hot Mateo Lane is, he also has to mention how much hotter his brother was.
Vince.
So,
you know,
Mateo's always going to be the hottest.
When you see you know, that episode of The Simpsons when Homer's going to climb the mountain and he sees this giant mountain, and he's like, and the Sherpas say, no, that mountain. And they show an even bigger mountain. That's Mateo and his brother. Like Mateo is the Danny DeVito of the Arnold Schwarzenegger twins.
Oh my god. And Mateo's a good looking guy.
And Mateo's hot. He's, you know, got 4 billion Instagram followers.
Yeah. I don't even follow him anymore because like one thing I did during pandemic was unfollow people I followed who didn't follow me back that I've known for a long time. I had some petty dark moments. It made me feel better. I'm like, I'm helping my ratio.
You know, part of it is like, I just want to have a relationship with somebody who values what I have, you know?
Oh, you
and sometimes
have
when you become so famous and successful, it's really hard to have any relationships at all.
I guess so.
So really we should feel sorry for him.
Okay.
I feel sorry for him because James Fritz doesn't follow him.
Yeah. God.
Wow. Yeah, he's nobody. Studs Terkel should interview his ass.
From the grave. This is Woody Allen, and I'm doing a podcast now.
I'm trying to correct, Liza Minnelli.
Set the record straight.
Does he still do Liza every set?
He does do Liza every set. Listen, when you have something good, why stop? Exactly. I love hearing his Liza Minnelli impersonations.
Oh, I know. I used to love it.
Yeah, can you do Liza? No, you can't.
No, I think it'd be a hate crime if I did it.
I don't know if straight guys are allowed to do Liza. Are they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll sound like Woody
that's
Allen.
That's appropriation for sure.
Yeah, I'm not going to be the one.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be the one, all right?
I mean, that's basically Liza Minnelli.
It's kind of, yeah, like later on QVC, pilled out Liza. Mm. Yeah.
I'm like, you know, the wrong celebrities are starting podcasts.
Oh, like,
you know, like I would kill for a Liza Minnelli podcast.
Oh, right. Yeah. No, it's always like, oh, great. A Jim from The Office has one or something. Like, yeah, it's always someone boring.
It was like there was one.
Andy Dick should have one. That would be a great podcast.
I think, what is it? How many, what percentage of podcasts that are out there now have been started since the pandemic started? I think it was like 90% of them or something.
90% of podcasts in the past year. Yeah.
Yeah. Have been started in the past year.
Guilty.
You know, what's heartbreaking is that like,
they're all going to get abandoned as soon as things open up and everything, you know.
It's like children.
They're going to just be, I call them orphan casts. They do a podcast or one or two and three, and then they're just like, sorry, got too busy with a real job.
People need to know about crypto.
The Island of Misfit podcast. Mm. So sad.
Well, like Kathy Griffin, she was one of the first podcasters.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
believe it or not.
She used a one of those little recorders, Zoom recorders on her neck. Mm-hmm. It was, like came with a lanyard. You could just hang it on your neck and she'd be like,
yeah, it also probably helped cover up all the scars.
And she'd just be like, this is Kathy Griffin. I'm doing a podcast from the side, you know, and you could just hear the echo and reverberation of her giant mansion.
And it was basically an ad for her TV show, My Life on the D-List. So it was like a podcast that was like a minute long. And you're just like, it's, you don't understand this format, lady. Come back when you get it.
It is funny, like how I was reading some article where it was like Conan O'Brien's retiring after, you know, 20 years at TBS or like whatever, and they're like he'll still do his Netflix travel show, his podcast, his other podcast. I'm like, he's not retiring.
No,
he's still got like five things. He's just not going to be on after Family Guy anymore. Yeah.
Oh, you know, before we wrap this up, we got to talk about Caitlyn Jenner, who's running for your governor. Are you going to vote for her?
I'm going to vote.
Why are you transphobic?
You have to campaign for Caitlyn.
I do.
No, you don't. They say her, you know, every political strategist out there is like her campaign is dead in the water. She's like, she has absolutely no political experience. She's basically doing it just to, you know, drum up some recognition for herself, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, she hasn't been on reality TV in months.
Because Keeping Up with the Kardashians is over now, right?
I think so, yeah.
Do you ever run into the Kardashians? Do you ever run into people famous out there?
I try, but they keep dodging my car.
You got to get them at the gas station where they're parked.
So, exactly. Caitlyn Jenner's big controversy recently, and she's doubling down. She's going back on Fox News and saying she insists that women's sports have no place for transgender athletes of any kind, that women's sports are for only cisgendered women assigned women at birth only.
And she's making
assigned female at birth.
No one's born a woman.
Yes. And so she's making the argument, which a lot of people incorrectly make, which is bone density. It's all about the bone density. It's gonna throw an impact. And so the idea is that someone with stronger bone density is going to be able to deliver a more forceful impact than someone without a high bone density. But bone density is your propensity to receive an injury, not to give injury to others. Right. And so if in terms of, you know, the Olympics, they, since 2004, they have established that protocols that I believe it's 2 years. And I think they've shortened it to 4 years to 2 years of hormone replacement therapy for somebody to be able to compete in the gender of their choosing. And okay. And that's it, you know, and I guess all these politicians, right wing people and incels and bro science experts are all saying, like, we have to stop these transgender athletes from competing in sports. Oh, yeah.
It's a huge problem. It's a plague. You can't walk outside without it tripping over a transgender athlete trying to compete in sports.
Bone density.
It's a huge problem.
It's a bone density problem.
Well, you know, it's not
the world is on fire and Republicans are talking about this shit. It makes me so, it's so transparent. It's just, how can we hate now? Because we can't hate gay people now. We can't take marriage back, you know, like, how can we, but where can we move that hate? Oh, we'll move it to transgender people and make their lives hell.
Children. And that's what they're doing now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because transgender athletes can compete in the Olympics. They can compete in sports for adults. It's sports for children. Mm. And I don't know how many cage boxing matches kids do in high school these days.
Depends on the school district.
Yeah.
But, you know, the other thing, too, is like, I guess it drives some people crazy, the idea of a transgender person winning anything.
Well, the whole idea is to dehumanize them and make it so that they don't have a place in public. So that's the same reason why they have these bathroom bills. It's about how can we make this person seem as though they are not human, less than human, and they don't deserve a space like on a sports team. They don't deserve a space to, you know, to take a shit or pee in peace. You know, they don't deserve a public life. Is what their idea.
I could be in the Olympics if I wanted to.
Olympics of what? Eating?
That's what that story is really is about.
Not the pet Olympics. Not the gay Olympics.
The Olympic Olympics?
The Olympic Olympics.
The real ones. Okay. What would your category be?
I don't know. They're throwing in a bunch of like, not pole vaulting.
Are they doing motocross now or something? Or
they have all kinds of like real not cock sucking, but they threw in a bunch of like sports in that are very esoteric.
Breakdancing, is it?
I think it was breakdancing, yeah. I would love to win another.
I mean, that is super. I mean, if you do it right, I mean, that is super athletic.
I will watch the breakdancing Olympics. I will watch that. 100%.
Yeah, you can win breakdancing gold medals. It would be like breaking. Or Electric Boogaloo, the sequel. Mm. There's no stopping us.
Did you guys hear in India, there's a thing, because like I said, they have really high COVID rates. And so they have this
idea
there that if you put cow shit all over your body and let it dry, that it might protect you against COVID. And eventually you should wash it off with like milk or buttermilk or something like that. Now,
maybe that's what you're... Is that what your friend was maybe doing in your bathroom?
That was pre-COVID days. Yeah. But I kind of wish that caught on now, so you could just, you know, you could instantly know who the idiots are besides wearing the MAGA hat. You'd just be like, smell them. I'm like, are you wearing cow shit? Yes, it's protecting me against COVID. But doctors are like, don't do that because there's other things you can get. And there's like, you know, the only way to stop COVID is to separate yourself from other people. To isolate.
I don't think covering yourself in feces is a solution for anything.
Well, it works against zombies.
Wait, what?
No, yeah, they use and the in zombie movies, they usually cover themselves in something stinky so the zombies can't tell they're human.
But they do that with dead flesh, like guts and stuff like that.
Well, I think they've covered themselves in shit in other movies.
They do it because they'll think they're zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't. Yeah, they're not covering themselves in shit because zombies love shit.
Well, Arnold Schwarzenegger covered himself in mud to throw off the predator
because the heat.
I remember that. And Rambo hid in a mud wall, and you just saw his eyes, and then he came out and killed the guy.
You son of a bitch!
I saw that movie in a drive-in theater, which are back now. People are back, and they're all excited about drive-in theaters.
Yeah.
Oh, I did that out here. It was so fun. Yeah.
What'd you see?
It was like a couple months after lockdown, so there were like no new movies coming out. So we went and saw Knives Out.
Oh,
that was all right.
Yeah,
I think they're making a sequel to it or something.
Yeah, he got like $40 billion to make a sequel to Knives Out. It's crazy.
Wow.
Did you see who was going to be the villain in the movie? Don't spoil it for people who haven't seen it, but
what movie?
Knives Out. When you were watching it, we were did you see it coming? It's kind of like you were in The Crying Game. My mother called me. She's like, you have to see The Crying Game. You won't believe it. And for 5 minutes in the movie, I'm like, yeah, this is a trans love story. It's like, clearly.
Right.
Everybody was like, oh my God, I was so shocked.
I had an idea of I figured out who it might be.
Knives Out?
Yeah, just because I'm like, why else would this person be in this movie unless they were the one that did it?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
I kind of forgotten who did it. The movie.
It's not Daniel Craig.
No, he solves the mystery.
Not Foghorn. Yeah,
Foghorn.
Yeah, that's what he sounded like. Right.
That was crazy.
It's hard to do a Foghorn Leghorn imitation. I'll say, boy.
Yeah, the only guy who could do it. The king.
James is from Kentucky, so you're pretty good at that, I would imagine, right?
Sure. No, the only guy who could really do it, Kevin Spacey.
How come you don't have gross? How come you don't have a southern accent if you're from Kentucky? Did you lose it?
I do sometimes. Yeah, I mean, it comes and goes. When I drink, I'm on the phone. When I was back home for a couple months last year, right before COVID hit, because my mom was passing away, and so I was in.
Sorry about that.
Oh, thanks. I know you've been through.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's rough. But so I was down there for like 2 months, and I'm from like small town Western Kentucky. So like after like 2 months, I mean, it was bad. I was like, y'all this, y'all.
I like y'all because it's like a gender neutral.
You know? I love y'all. I say y'all all the time. It is like the most progressive.
Used by ironically, the most.
You all is good, but especially when you're waiting on tables. I discovered here, like when you're waiting on a good group of like a big group of people, and you say something like, "Would you all like something to drink?" That way, you get an answer from everyone. Because if you just say, "Would you like something to drink?" One person will answer you at the table,
right?
Just one person, and then you have to repeat it. But if you say you all, then they all pay attention.
Yeah, you
know? Use guys.
No, I try not to say guys anymore, too, because it's not gender neutral.
Hey, fellas,
do you want something to get?
You have to. We have to watch what you say these guys. Days. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
gentlemen.
And I call everyone dude. I call my girlfriend dude sometimes.
As long as she's
dude.
Into it.
When I. She's not.
I get in trouble because I'm
into
everybody.
I'm into her not being into it.
Mm-hmm. I called a coworker girl, and he's a guy. He's like, "Did you just call me girl?" And I was just like, "Sorry,
girl. Sorry."
Get her.
Yeah, especially when you're like, when you're exhausted, some bullshit goes down at work, and you're just like, "Girl, did you see that?" And they're like, "Yes, sister." And all the straight, you know, because I have some gay people I work with, and some people that are not. Gay, and they don't. They get weirded out.
That's very brave of you.
Yeah, I'm a courage.
Yeah, he's very open.
I get lots of courage. The courage. You got me talking like Woody Allen now.
It's hard to stop. I think he was just doing a weird voice, and it stuck.
Yeah, I was listening. We were on a road trip, right? And we were listening to NPR to pass the time. And there was like this story. And the host sounded like Woody Allen, like the entire time. And it was just so hard. He was not talking. It was talking about like COVID and India and, you know, but he's like, in India, people are just so caught up with COVID. It's terrible. They don't have oxygen. And I was like, this is unintentionally hilarious.
Yeah. Like, how did you get a broadcasting job?
I just was at the right place with the internship. The right time. They just either had to promote me or let go of me. So they promoted me. It's beautiful. It's, yeah. James Fritz.
Yep.
It's so good talking to you.
Caitlyn Jenner 2021.
Caitlyn, I just want to say that. Vote for Caitlyn.
Please don't. Just
vote for Elon Musk instead.
Please don't. And don't vote for Andrew Yang. Let's stop all this shit.
Oh my God.
Responsible, intelligent people need to be in office, right?
Yes. Yes.
No more idiots.
They said Joe Biden is like, he's like the most popular president in like the last 50 years now.
And no more rich idiots, especially. I don't care if you have money. That doesn't mean. That usually means you're going to be a worse politician.
Yeah, it means you're usually doing terrible, terrible things.
Right. Caitlyn Jenner, she did this interview. I don't know if you saw that video that kind of went around of her saying, like, my friends, they're leaving. They're flying away from their airplane hangars, just leaving the state because of the homeless. I'm like, this is the Republican Party right here. Like, that's another thing the Republican Party is good at is, like, they're like, we need a transgender person so they can't say we're blah, blah, blah. We need a black lady so they can't say we're, you know, they're very good at them.
I guess a lot of rich people did leave California or got second homes in other places where they could send their kids to school, like in person. So they're all like, I'm getting a second home in Idaho and sending my kids to school there. So they decamped. But, you know, they'll be back just like the locusts.
Of course they will.
The cicadas are coming back this summer.
They are. It's going to be loud and proud.
Aw, cicadas.
I like cicadas.
I do too. It's they sing me to sleep.
We're lucky that we don't. We have a lot of big trees around us, but it's not like out in the suburbs of Chicago where they really hit hard.
Yeah,
that it's like deafening.
Yeah, but it's like if you listen to some of the old podcasts from the last time the cicadas were out, you can hear they're out there, you know, they're in full force. And I guess it only happens like in prime numbers.
7, 14, 17, something like that.
Yeah. Oh, right. I forgot about
depends
that.
Depends on which brood it is.
But I was a kid, like I was tortured by cicadas.
Where, in Puerto Rico?
No. My mother had family in Texas, and so we would go for the summer to visit them. And my sisters and brothers would take the cicada shells or live cicadas and like chase me around with them. And I was terrified of them.
Aww.
Because they were, you know, they're these giant, scary bugs, you know?
Yeah.
Terrifying. So, but now, you know, part of me is like, I associate like a lazy summer, relaxing summer with those sounds, you know? So I'm looking forward to it, you know?
Aww. Well,
it's
James,
it's so good talk. What are you going to do for the rest of the summer for you? I mean, you're going to be in Chicago, right?
Yeah, I think me and my gal are going to come back there for a couple weeks at least towards the end of July. So hopefully I'm sure I'll set up some shows and stuff.
We'll come into the home studio.
I'd love to see you.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Let's bake some banana bread.
Okay.
I'm not kidding.
We still have those bananas in the freezer that you had.
You still have them.
16 years later. You're going to eat the bananas.
Bronzed.
They make wonderful banana bread now that they're brown and golden and smushy.
Aw. But
yeah, come on back.
It's good to hear you.
Let me know when you're in town and we'll set it up.
Okay. Cool.
You know, because this I need to see you. I need to smell you.
Yeah, I wouldn't smell me. I'm a little stinky these
days.
Well,
we have a shower for that.
Should I just watch out for the random poop dropping?
Hose it down. Yeah, he's got that Kentucky whiskey 3-day smell.
All right, James, take it easy.
You too. I love you guys. Right. Good
love
to hear
you
from
you. Bye.
Yeah, be
Bye.
Well.
Bye.
James Fritz Fritzy lives in Hollywood, California.
Los Angeles, Los Glendale Angeles. Area.
And the Glendale, well, the Glendale Oaks Shopping Mall. He's going to be at the at the Shoney's on Tuesday, at the Ponderosa Steakhouse on Thursday, and he's going to be performing at Denny's on Friday.
But you can follow him on Twitter and on Instagram, James like Fritz. I do.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The James Fritz. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah. Some people hang up, some people hold on. They're like, I know they're going to talk about me afterwards.
I believe his and he also has James Fritz is dead.
Oh, geez.
That's kind of gruesome. Mm. But it's that's
just
what
search
it is.
James Fritz comedian, you'll find it. He also has a wonderful album on Apple Music for his comedy album.
It's and very his, funny, very podcast, Fake Money.
More fake money. Yeah. Get that fake money.
And that's the alarm, the ambulance.
I want to remind folks that we can't get by without your support. So if you're not a Plus member yet, sign up today with at feastoffun.com/plus. We accept PayPal.
PayPal, not Bitcoin.
Just do that. But if you want to make a one-time donation, you can do that through Bitcoin or through PayPal or Cash App, a Venmo. It's all Feast of Fun and everything.
So if you want to actually give us a tip in Bitcoin... Make sure it's round numbers. I'm just kidding. People who know about Bitcoin, I think Bitcoin is worth like one Bitcoin is worth $22,000 now.
Yeah. You know, it's easy come, easy go, right?
Easy come, darling. So you can use the Cash App and just at Feast of Fun. Or you can do Venmo or PayPal or, you know. We're getting to our 3,000th show. Can you believe that, Mark?
Oh, my gosh. That's why, you know, it's nice to revisit with people like James. I kind of feel like it's we're just basking in some of the glory days of the podcast. So if you guys have a favorite guest that you know that we've had on the podcast before and you want to have them come back on, let us know. We'll try and reach out to them. You know, some guests won't be available because they're too big for us now. But others, you know, who are kind and generous and have a heart would return.
I would love to hear you guys talking to RuPaul again. I hear she's available. She's a star. She's on television now. She's got a show and everything.
RuPaul can always come back on this podcast. Anytime.
She would be welcome here anytime.
Thanks so much for listening. It was such a pleasure talking to James Fritz. Fritzy, love this guy.
Oh, he's on still.
Oh, he just said I muted my mic to be professional and it wouldn't let me unmute.
Why do you have a tweet handle that says Fritz is dead?
Hello?
Hi, can you still hear me?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah. Why do you have a Twitter handle that says Fritz is dead?
Oh, I thought it would be funny after I'm dead.
Oh my god.
Do you have tweets planned for like when you're dead?
No. I just thought I'm not saying schedule it was a those. Smart it wasn't a smart
start it wasn't a those. Smart
business choice, but that's what I went with. You know.
Could always poetic. Change it.
It's poetic. It's
Woody Allen late. Did nothing wrong. That's not as popular.
I bet that's available.
Yeah, I think so. It's like, you know, Ronan Farrow's my favorite son.
Keep Ronan.
Ronan, if you're listening, give me a call. Daddy misses you.
Oh, good luck. He's with the Johns now. He's pod saving America.
Oh, shit. He's an A-lister now. But I started the whole thing. So, you know, you can come on my podcast and be part of history.
You know, it's the original A-lister. Me, Tony Danza. Hey.
Don't complain.
Don't write letters. Don't write letters.
Don't say anything. Please. Don't watch the show. I'm getting in trouble.
Oh, Tony. All right, we really got to call it quits because I gotta get places.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Love y'all. Thank you.